Prior to the accident, Clyde Thomas travelled the world working underwater as a welder for oil companies. When this ended, he purchased abalone licences, leasing them to divers, while raising deer, goats, sheep and growing feed in share farming arrangements. In a large room surrounded by mounted deer, buffalo, goats and wild boar, as well as two diving helmets, reminders of his previous career, he explained how at times spending days out in the bush, assisted by his brother and carer Michael Cordell, he sits in a specially designed wheelchair. A motorcycle battery powers two small motors, which he activates by a tube with his mouth to fire his rifle.
As the shaft rotates with the motor, it lifts up the Teflon block, which raises the rifle barrel up or down. Very, very slow. It's a very fine thread for acute shooting, if you like. The one on the side does from left to right. It works at 9 o'clock and 3 o'clock. So I can move this mouth stick with my mouth up to the top point. It raises the rifle. I swing it to the left. It touches the left point. That turns the electric motor, winds its spine shaft across, which brings the rifle left or right. Then I've connected to that a vacuum switch that is connected to a 12-volt solenoid. And when it's time to shoot, I suck hard on the vacuum switch. It pops the vacuum switch. It makes the connection, fires the solenoid, which pulls the trigger, and the rifle goes bang at the other end. I've got to brace myself, of course, because I take the full recoil through my bone-thick head.
Let's go through this step by step then. When you go out hunting, it's not the wheelchair that you're in at the moment. You can't hold a rifle. How do you actually carry the rifle while you're in the wheelchair?
We set up the vigil first of all. So I set up a screen of broken timber and trees and bits and pieces. I camo up myself with all sorts of camouflage. I got sticks and brads sticking out of the wheelchair to break up my profile. I look every bit as I can like a big pile of sticks. Then Michael, he and my brother will go back to the vehicle, bring the rifle rack and bring that down and put that onto my wheelchair. Then they remove the car, take it a kilometre or two away, then we sit and wait. That's the only way we can get it all there.
To the left of the barrel, there's a cylinder drum and a rubber tube coming out from that. And it's almost parallel both with the stock of the rifle, and that would be very close to you. How does that work?
Well, that's the four points for the electric motors and the vacuum switch there. I have to keep my eye well back, of course, from the scope. Focus on the animal. I pick the kill spot. I move my head slightly back for the recoil, and I suck on the tube that you can see there. That fires the vacuum switch. That fires the solenoid that pulls the trigger. So it's a quick process. I can shoot remarkably fast with it, and I'm incredibly accurate with this. It's taken me years and years. Because of the recoil and everything else, I've got it right down pat. I don't fire a lot of bullets. I don't need to.
Being able to fire off that one shot has had him travel from Nowra, Jindabyne in the Snowy, and into Victoria.
I phone around and I get information from local people, local sources, wherever I can, sometimes the PP board, sometimes the National Parks people, and I'll put in the vigil over probably the following 10 days, get on the private property if I can, the benefit of the farmer's knowledge as well, and I'll go gully to gullies that provide feed, that provide cover and water, have all the attributes of good deer habitat. Go then and look for deer sign, deer scat, footprints and things. And then we'll sit back and we'll glass and we'll, with a spotting scope and binoculars over the next couple of days until I can find out, follow a feeding pattern, a time that they come out. And I lay in situ and wait until such times as the opportunity arises. My average is one shot for every 9 days. The whole process probably takes about a month and a bit before I actually get an opportunity to have a shot at a deer.
So you can actually be in the place where you've worked out where the deer is and be waiting 9 days to get that one shot off?
9 days is average. I've been lucky. I've driven in on the second day and managed to take a deer. On average, it's about 9 days. Most of the time, it's around about 3 weeks. I'll go backwards and forwards until such times. We only get one opportunity. If I miss it at that stage, that stag will be gone and I'll have to start all over again.